Hi everyone, Michelle here, Boo Sounds, recording with the iRig livecast, or not livecast, miccast. As some of you have heard, and others who are part of my Twitter feed, we got a treat last night. We went to see Paul McCartney. Now, how that started out is I was at the church, and all of a sudden, I get this phone call. I was in with a friend, and George's words were, our plans could change dramatically tonight. And, of course, immediately my ears prick up, and I'm like, what's up? And there's a bit of silence there, and, you know, then he tells me that we got tickets, for free tickets, through the CNIB to go see Paul McCartney. And did I want to go? And I was like, absolutely! So, he said, but we got to find two other free tickets. So I asked, two other friends, I mean. So I went and I talked to my friend who I was talking with. She couldn't make it. So I asked around. Nobody could make it or didn't want to or whatever, you know. So I got back to George and nobody, you know, wanted to. So George's mom got her friend. And as it turns out, they both wanted to go anyway, but they couldn't afford the tickets. And because they were quite expensive. The floor, if you sat right at floor level, I've heard tales of it being as high as 1,500 Canadian. And as low as 250. Now, I could be wrong with the low part. Could have been a bit lower than that, but I won't say. But needless to say, there's a lot of us that were going, no, I don't think so. But anyway, so we got to go. Now, what a treat. The first half hour was this multimedia presentation with, you know, some shots of the Beatles, records, all sorts of stuff. Then he came on stage. And what a class act. The sound was okay. It could have been a bit more defined with regards to the vocals. But the music was well played.
Surprised I didn't comment on that in my book. Predominant thing that I was really thinking of, I think I was just being in a moment of gratitude, so I didn't even lay judgment, and I'm usually very critical on those things. But if anything, the bass drum was very heavy.
It was. I could. There were times that I could feel it in my chest.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's not that, you know, laying judgment, because I am very grateful. But that's just, for me, that's the, that's what I noticed. And I am not a critical sound person like George is. So if I pick that up, you know, then that's saying something. All through his, performances, there were, different types of pictures, some pictures of his life with his family and stuff like that. But the beautiful thing is where they had this multimedia presentation was two big tall screens on either side of the stage. And half of me expected to just have this presentation, like the visual part of it, keep going. But no. When he walked on stage, those screens activated. They were videotaping him too. So we got to see what we could of the stage, plus the concert, you know, in full glory, as if we were sitting up right close.
And we were fairly, I guess they were supposed to be prime seats.
Yep.
Well, I was initially told they were behind the stage.
Yeah.
And visually obstructed it, so you wouldn't see much, but the opposite was true.
Yeah, it was so amazing. What else? Oh, there were some times when it was like stars. It was almost like the back end of the spaceship, and you could see yourself going past, going through space. Magical Mystery Tour. There's kind of some pinkish clouds that we were going through, and so many images. I just can't. I just can't sift through them. They're just so amazing. It was so well done. The highlight, the crowning glory of the show, was the song "Live or Let Die."
Live and Let Die.
Oh, sorry, Live and Let Die. I can't believe I did that. Anyway, all of a sudden we hear this, boom, and we felt heat, the last tinges of it. I'm sure people behind us didn't feel it. If they did, it was very, very minimal. And, you know, at the end of the concert, when I mentioned it to George, he was like, good. Then I wasn't feeling things. And I said, no, George, you weren't going crazy. You felt the heat. And there were not only these explosions, but it was spouting fire up, just controlled. It's hard to explain it. Somebody, I'm sure, on YouTube has the concert done. Like, snuck in an iPhone or a camera or something. I'm sure of it. I haven't taken a look myself, but believe you me, it's very tempting. Every time he changed an instrument, he held it up in the air and, you know, and he did change instruments. There's a couple guitars, different guitars, the ukulele, the piano, and there was another instrument that I didn't recognize. I thought it was a guitar at first, but the sound was totally different. I wish I knew it. As a percussionist, I found that the percussion work was excellent. What can I not say?
Well, I forgot to mention, when you were talking about guitars, that I'm glad we're doing separate booths, because
yeah,
we should encourage people to follow each other's postings. But anyway, he played with the guitar that he used back in the 60s.
Yeah.
He did Paperback Writer with that particular one.
Exactly. And it's just amazing what he did with that. Two encores, three songs each. And in the last one, he did Mull of Kintyre with the Edmonton Police Services band, pipe and drums. They were in their full costume. When he did started out the encores, came on him and someone else from the band with Canadian flags. So it's a way to honor us as Canadians. So I was totally thrilled that he did that, and they were huge Canadian flags. So anyway, we're both totally on a high. I've said to I don't know how many people, you know, very rarely do you wake up in the middle of the night and turn over with a big smile on your face. I've been on that high all day. And I'm slowly coming down. But it's like every time I think about it, it's like back up there. And then it'll go down again. Oh, totally amazing night. I don't know what else to say. I totally... Wasn't there something that else that you wanted to say, George? That you didn't say in your booth?
Yeah, I did mention about the him. Oh, but I think people should know, even on your end, if they don't follow me, about where the ticket specifically came from. I did mention about the guitars and some of the sound stuff, and I did meant to mention it on my boo, but I did get it in yours, so...
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. So...
I think it's important, though, that people know where those tickets
are. Yes. These were free tickets. They came through the CNIB. George was doing some mobility work with them. But ultimately, Paul McCartney himself set aside 48 seats, prime seats, for the visually impaired, which is another way, the reason why I feel so honored. And the way they designed it is that you could take somebody with you as sighted guide. So that's why the four of us got to go. So if you're listening, Paul McCartney, or somebody from his staff, thank you.
Very, very much. So grateful. I can't even, words can't describe that either.
Yeah.
Without your donation, there is no way my wife and I could have gone.
Exactly. It's, as my mother-in-law said, the highlight of the year. Yeah. Anyway, everybody, if you made it this far, thank you. May your journeys be safe ones. Take care, and God bless you. Bye for now.